Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Breathe Again Magazine, the radio show. A moment of hope, inspiration, and solutions. Listen to real-life testimonies from women and men just like you who have gone from victim to victorious. Sit back, listen, connect in the chat room, and share the show with a friend. Here's your host, author, and motivational speaker, Nicole Cleveland.
Hello, 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 and welcome to Breathe Again, the radio show. Yes, I am your host, Nicole Cleveland, author, motivational speaker, minister, friend, encourager. I'm just a child of God, and I am on living on purpose, and I'm on a mission to do what God has called me to do. I do what I love, and I love what I do. I come to you each week, and I bring you testimonies of faith, testimonies from women and men that have gone through the fire, came out the fire, and they are here to tell you, to snatch you from that fire. You know, we always say that trouble don't last always and joy comes in the morning, but it is true. Joy does not have to wait for the morning time, 6 a.m. or 8 a.m. It could be right now, and trouble don't last always. You know, it may be doom and gloomy right now, and it may look like the entire stack is the deck is stacked up against you, but I want you to know that you will make it. You'll come out, and you're going to come out on top because we win. In the Bible, it says that we win. We are victorious, and, you know, if God be for us, he's more than the whole world against us. So it doesn't matter what you are facing or what's going on. I want you to know that you don't have to suffer in secret. You don't have to be by yourself. You don't have to be in the corner crying. You don't have to feel like you're all alone, like I once was. You know, there have been many times that I felt like nobody understood me. No one understands the pain that I feel. No one has ever experienced the pain that I'm feeling. But I want you to know, and I want myself to know, because sometimes we've got to minister to ourselves, and I do that each and every day because I know that in the end I win and I don't have to suffer in secret, and God cares about me, and God knows all about the trouble that I am facing, and he knows all about the trouble that you're facing too. So be encouraged, my sister, my brother, you know, hope. Have some hope. You know, if you don't have no hope, you have nothing. What do you have to look forward to? Have some hope in Christ because he died for us. So to God be the glory for great things that he has done, doing, and going to do. I'm excited for this day. I have my first lady on the line today, and she's going to come on board, and she's going to talk about the conference, the crossover, the year of the crossover conference, and the Black A Diamond Affair that's going to take place on Saturday in Richmond, Virginia. I know the Black Diamond Affair is sold out, so if you didn't get your tickets, I guess you just missed it, and you're going to have to come back next year because it was in demand and it is sold out. But you can come on down on tomorrow at 8001 Staple Mills Road in the city of Richmond, Virginia, and we're going to have none other than Apostle Ezrian Jackson, and she has a word from the Lord, and she's going to be there on tomorrow night. Pastor Vicki will be on the line a little later to talk a little bit about the conference, what we can expect, and things of that nature. But I want you to know that if you have a powerful testimony, if God has done something for you and he brought you out, I want to interview you. I want you to be my special guest. I want you to be on Breathe Again radio show. You know, your testimony is not for you just to hold it. God did not take you through for you to just sit there and keep it all to yourself. There's somebody else that needs to hear your story. There's somebody else that's crying the same tears that you have cried. They are in that same type of pain. They are wailing before the Lord, and they're suffering by themselves. So they need to hear your story. So I want to interview you. I want you to go to breatheagainmagazine.org, And I want you to click the share your story link that's up at the top in the menu, and you can fill out your information, and somebody from my team will be in touch with you, and we'll get you scheduled to be on the air. You don't have to be polished. You don't have to be a professional. All you got to do is have a testimony and say that God did it for you. So that's all we need. That's breatheagainmagazine.org. I want you to follow us on our social media outlets. Twitter, we're at Breathe Again, or at Nicole C. Online, at Nicole C. Online, and also on Facebook. We have a Facebook community, and you can connect with us out there, Breathe Again Magazine, or you can look me up, Nicole Cleveland, Nicole C. Online. I'd love to connect with you. I'd love to hear from you. I'd love to chat with you. So we're going to go ahead and take a quick break, and well, not a break. Every show we play our prayer for the show. So we are going to pause right now and play the prayer that we pray each show, and I hope it blesses you because it blesses me each and every time that I hear it, and I hope it blesses you as well. If I can get it to play, I tell people all the time, I'm not a producer. I'm a one-man show right now, but that's going to change real soon. But I hope this prayer blesses you. So be encouraged, my sister, my brother.
Father, Father, you hear our hearts this morning. We do not want to settle. We do not want to find our comfortable position and put up our tent there and be happy with you blessing me and mine. Father, we understand today that forgiveness and reconciliation and blessing and favor is given for reason, Lord God. It is given for purpose, Father. And today, God, we say, forgive us, Father, when we have taken on this attitude, Lord God, of all you've done. Father, use us, God, use us, pick us, choose us, Father. We want to spend ourselves. Father, I want to get to heaven with a life poured out, not with a life that looks perfect, Father. I want it to not look good, I want it to be good, Father. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. We love you today, Father God. Let our love be seen, Father God, on this earth. Let our love be carved out, Father God, on the pavements of our neighborhoods. Let our love be carved out for you, Father. Oh, Jesus, for the lonely. Lord, for the state that we were in. We were in that state, God. Yet someone bothered to take the time and present you to us. We'll never, ever take it for granted. And in turn, we live our lives as a thank you. As a thank you, Father. As a thank you.
Amen, amen, amen. I absolutely love that prayer, and I hope it blessed you because that prayer is Darlene Check and Israel and New Breed. And every time I play that prayer, people always contact me and say, who is that? Who is that? And that's Darlene Check from Hillsong and Israel and New Breed. So I pray it blessed you. It really sets the atmosphere of the show because what we do with this show is we want to give God the glory for great things that he has done and he's doing and he's going to do in our lives. We are excited for the guests that come on our show. We're excited for the testimonies that come on board. And we're just excited about sharing the stories to help somebody else. So I want to bring Pastor Vicki on the line. And again, like I said, she's Pastor Vicki Cower. She is the founder of Vicki Cower Ministries, and she's co-pastor of Agape International Ministries worldwide in the city of Richmond, Virginia. And she is a woman after God's heart. You know, she has a huge heart for women, hurting women. She has so many gifts on the inside of her, and I'm going to bring her on the line right now. Pastor Vicki, are you there?
Yes, Nicole, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing great. I had the opportunity to listen to you and listen to you about listening to the words that you were saying about the magazine, and I tell you, it's such an inspiration.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much. And I know, thank God, thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule, because I know you are swamped today. You are getting ready in high expectation for the conference that begins on tomorrow. So I thank you for just dropping by the show. You're a friend of the show. You've been on the show so many times, and you've blessed us with your presence. So we are blessed to have you yet another time. Pastor Vicky, for those that don't know you, why don't you tell the audience, who is Pastor Vicky Coward?
First, Pastor Vicky Coward is, as you said, a woman of God, a woman that loves the Lord with all her heart. I am the wife of Pastor Clifton Coward, the senior pastor of Agape International Ministries. I am the mother of three and the grandmother of six, and I tell you, the spiritual mother of many. But Pastor Vicky is just a woman who's been chasing God and who's loved God and just wanted to do all that God has commanded her to do.
Amen, amen. And you have a story yourself. You know, you have a story, and you will share your story. You've overcome many things, and recently you've talked about not knowing who you were as a woman, as an individual, and helping those of us that really don't know who we are as well, and, you know, having issues with others and issues with other people and not even knowing why, but because of something on the inside of you, there was an issue with somebody else. And I bless God for your transparency, because not many times do you see that coming from the head, that they talk about the issues that they have. So I just want you to bless the audience a little bit and share a little bit about that. You spoke last week and week before last in regards to that as well, about your testimony of how you would come in and you would come in the church and you would have an attitude and people look at you in some kind of way, but you have things that you have to deal with as well. So I want you to share a little bit about that, because not a lot of times that comes from the head.
Well, Nicole, I really don't know where to begin, other than to say, you know what, when you really begin to allow God to use you and begin to, first of all, show you who you really are and come to truth about who you really are, some of the things that you see is not very good. And so God made me to know that in order for me to lead effectively, in order for me to impact women's lives that He's called me to impact them, that I must first deal with me. Because how many of you know that people can see straight through that? You know,
right.
Sometimes we're up and we're trying to minister, but when you're trying to minister to those that may be lost, they can see that. They can see that some things with you are not right. And so, I just made a decision that if I'm going to, God, be before you, I want to be before you right. And so I stood up last Sunday, and as I began, a lot of times when we're ministering, some things, you know, we intend to say and some things we don't, but that's how God is. God began to make you naked but not ashamed. And so God began to tell me as I ministered to some of the women and to the men even on last Sunday, how I was a hot mess, you know, looked in the mirror at myself one day, and God said, behind all the beauty, behind all that your husband keeps saying is beautiful, you are a hot mess. And when He said that, He began to talk about my heart. He began to talk about the issues that I had in my heart and how I was, like He said, would come to church with an attitude, and how I thought that when people were looking at me, and how I always thought that, you know, everybody was against me. But I had some issues going on in my heart, Nicole. And so until God really began to deal with me about that and made me to come to truth about that, and that's when I guess I could say I became free. And God is still working on me, because we're not perfect. We're still striving. And so God is still working on me in the areas that He needs to perfect so that I can be all that I need to be to women who He has called me to.
Amen, amen, amen. And you're so right. You know, we look in that mirror and we see those parts that we really don't like and we really need to fix. And it's making a decision to deal with those parts, because sometimes we don't want to deal with those parts, because it's really uncovering. Like, a lot of times people look at it as far as being naked and unashamed in front of other people. But sometimes we have to be naked and unashamed in front of ourselves.
Yes. And I'm not talking about it, because, you know what, I think the thing that really God really did for me was, you know, not when I was out there in the world, you know, you're in the world, you expect to do worldly things. But we're saving and loving God, but still got stuff going on. you know, within ourselves. And God is calling, you know, calling us forth on that because, you know, he's raising up some mighty women such as yourself to lead women. In order for us to lead them, you know, we have got to get these things within ourselves right. We've got to get this heart right. And when we get this heart right, then everything else, you know, will begin to line up. You know, I had low self-esteem, you know, as a pastor's wife. I'm not talking about when I was in the world. I'm talking about as a pastor's wife, I had low self-esteem. Didn't have confidence in who God was calling me to be. I rode the tailcoat of my husband, you know, through ministry for so long, knowing all the time that God was calling me to do some things too, but because, you know, because of rebellious, because of stubbornness, because of whatever else we want to put in there, you know, I chose to, okay, I'm not going to do that, God. I don't want to do that. You called Clifton. You didn't call me. But all along, God was saying, I called you. And so even as a pastor's wife, I had to lay before, you know, the feet of God and begin to understand that, okay, there are some things that you have got to get right. There's some things that you got to perfect so that you can be what God has called you to be. So, you know, it's not out there being, you know, we think in the world, like I said, in the world we expect to be, you know, a mess. But we got people that's in the church that's still a mess. And that mess don't mean, it doesn't mean it's not a bad thing. And that's what I thought. Okay, mess means, oh, God, you know, I'm, you know, when you think about mess, you just think about, you know, being not real, being fake and being phony and all that. It doesn't mean that. It doesn't mean that, you know, you don't love God, you know. It just means that you have not dealt with some of the real issues that's in your heart, some of the unforgiveness, some of the hurt and the pain, some of those things that the enemy allowed to come to take us out, you know. We have to deal with that stuff.
That's real good, Pastor Vicky, though, because I think that's really a global message because I meet lots of pastors' wives and I speak with individuals all the time, and a lot of times I will meet the senior ones, the wiser ones, and they've been with their husbands in ministry for years, and they may have been a pastor's wife for 40 years or 50 years, and they get to a place where they say, what about me? What happened to my dream? And what happened to what God had called me to do? I've been your support for so long, but now that I'm 72, what about me? You know, and then they feel that. So I bless God for you. I really do, for even just sharing that, because not, like I said, not a lot of people will say that, that it wasn't in the world. It was in the pulpit. It was in the church. And so it's making you transparent of where, so you can really help those other individuals that's sitting down there. You know, you said something a few weeks ago, and you were talking about, you know, a lot of times people feel as though we have issues with other people, but it ain't about you. It's about me. On the inside, something's going on with me. I'm not satisfied with myself, so I definitely can't be satisfied with you. And, you know, you said that, and it was clear that, you know, many women, they go through that, and they're talking, what's wrong with her? Well, why is she acting like that? She's mad at me. I'm not mad at you. I'm mad at myself.
Exactly.
I make myself sick.
That's good. I like that.
Yeah, like you're on my own nerves.
So we can't run away from us, Nicole. When we look in the mirror, you know, we're right there. We can't run away from it. We cannot run away from it.
I'm telling you, you can't go nowhere to hide from you.
Whoa,
you can cover up all the mirrors in the house if you want to. You still have to face you, and that's a good point right there. Pastor Vicky, how can people reach out to you? Because you are a conference leader, you are a workshop host, you are a speaker by your own right, you know, you have so much in you. If someone needs to contact you, you minister all over. So how can they contact you? How can they connect with you if they want to bring you on to come over and speak, or they just need a word of encouragement or learn more about you? What's your website address?
Our website is www.vickycowardministries.org. So they can go there, and on that website we have where you can click on and contact me or ask for a prayer request, or if you want more information, all of that is listed there on the website. Also, I'm co-pastor, I'm assistant pastor, I'm executive director of Agape International Ministries, and I'm there, and you can contact us there at 804-266-3000. I'm quite sure one of our team members or staff members would get the information to me so that I can get back in contact with you and we can make that connection. But most of all, you know, Pastor Coward and I, We are hands-on people. We love the people. We love the people. And one of the things about our ministry, and I think that's really a blessing, and that is that we connect with our people. You know, everybody has their own way of ministering and doing what they do. But Pastor Carol and I, we've been called to the people. And as you know, Nicole, we're so very transparent, especially Pastor Carol, you know. We live that life of trying to help.
Oh, yeah.
And there are some things that we've been through in our life that we share with our couples, we share with our singles, we share with our sons and our daughters, because that's the only way we believe that in life that people are going to be able to overcome. They're overcome by the words of people's testimony, about what people say in our life, what they have experienced. And sometimes through somebody else's trial or their test, you may not have to go through that because of what they share. You know, and Pastor Carol is forever saying, if I tell you, you know, that it's hot down this, you know, if that stove is hot, then that means don't touch it. You know, and that's our experience. And so, you know, we're at Agape International Ministries, which is located at 8001 Staples Mills Road. That's in Henrico, Virginia, and you can come by and see us there. We'd love to have you. Love to share with you. Love to get to know who you are.
Amen. Amen. And that's 8001 Staple Mills Road, City of Praise. That is what Agape International Ministries Worldwide is. You definitely won't leave the same way you came. You definitely will not leave. Not there anyway. Non-denominational, you know, just a people that love the Lord, you know. Very transparent. Mm-hmm. That is my church home, my pastors, my leaders. And I met you 10 years ago, and I was going through a rough period of my life, and we traveled each week from Norfolk
just to be in
your presence and just to be in the church. And so now, 10 years later, here we are, and we live up here in Richmond to be closer to the church and part of the ministry. So, you know, God is doing something, and he's doing something on that corner of Wichita and Staple Mills Road. So I just want to send a plug out and a shout out and let people know, come on over. Come on over. Wednesday night, interactive Bible explosion. It's not a Bible study where you just sit there and you get theory from the pastor. If you have a question on how to cope in life, you can ask that question. They pass the mics around. You can ask that question, and Pastor Coward will explain it, or the brothers and the sisters in the body will explain it, because Pastor Coward and Pastor Vicky are not the only ones at the top. They allow other people to share their point of views and their experiences, too. So come on over, 8001 Staple Mills Road, and that website is myaimww.org, myaimww.org. Pastor Vicky, let's get into the conference.
Wow. Woo!
Women's Conference 2014, the year of the crossover. Pastor Vicky, I know you are excited.
Yes, I am, Nicole. Never before. I'm speechless. I am just speechless when it comes down to this conference this year. But I'm so excited because I believe and I know in my heart that God has some great things in store for the women of God. I believe it.
Yeah.
I believe it.
And, you know, I know that there's going to be a shifting, and you'll often say there's a shift in the atmosphere, but I can feel that there's going to be a turning or a shifting or something is going to come out of this, because there's so many distractions and there's so many things that are thrown, that are being thrown at the people of God, the women, and things of that nature in the ministry. So we know that the enemy's job is to steal, kill, and destroy, and we know that he's trying to stop something from happening, but he's a lie. He can't stop it. It's going to go forth. However way it come forth, it's going to come forth. So that's how I know that something great is going to happen on this weekend.
Yes, I am just, I'm so excited. You know, when I was sitting at my desk the other day and I received a phone call from someone, and they just began to just share with me and talk to me and encourage me about the work that, you know, that I've been going forth and doing with the women's ministry. And they began to say to me, Nicole, they said, you know, Pastor Vicky, about 10 years ago, you know, you were doing your first big conference, and you had Apostle Adrian Jackson, you know, as one of your speakers, and then you had Cheryl Brady. Pastor Cheryl Brady was one of our speakers as well. And they said, I remember that was like 10 years ago, and that was your first big conference. And even then, I saw something, you know, just on you. I saw the passion. I saw, you know, the vision for the women's ministry that you had. And I heard the woman of God, Apostle Adrienne, begin to prophesy to you about this women's ministry. And as she was talking to me, Nicole, I was sitting there, and I was like, 10 years? 10 years? And I began to just think, I was like, wow, where does time go when you're having fun? I didn't even realize as we began to plan for this conference that we're in 10 years of women's ministry. I did not even know that. But I began to think, I was like, God, that is why you're doing everything that you're doing. Because, Nicole, when I tell you that the favor of God has been on this planning and this conference for this year, it has been on the conference. Ideas have come. I mean, things that I couldn't even imagine thinking before. God has just put ideas and the drive to just press and to go and to keep moving for this conference. And I was like, God, what means all this? And even if I wanted to sit here and even try to get any glory for it, I couldn't, because God has been all up in this conference, all up in the conference. Even from the speaker being the speaker who is our host speaker or who's our guest speaker for the conference. You know, we only have one speaker this year because God said do something different. But she's coming, and she was here at my first big conference, and now she's back. And I'm excited because she gets to see the vision come to pass that she spoke out of her mouth.
Right. Wow. Well, what exactly are your expectations? What's your expectation? What are you seeking God to do this weekend for this conference, the year of the crossover, from the pit to the palace? Where did that come from, the year of the crossover? I know last year it was take off the limits, the limits off.
Yes.
And so this year
is
the year of the crossover. What does crossover signify?
Nicole, when I was driving my son to school one day, and we were sitting there and we were trying to ask him, you know what, this year, what God tell me, what's the theme for this conference? What do you have to say? And we were riding, and my son, Jeremiah's always just talking to me about things that we're going to school. And he said, Mom, this year the theme for the conference is going to be the year of the crossover. And when he said that, Nicole, it's like everything in me leaped, began to just jump. And I began to think about that, even when he got out the car, because he began to even share with me and say some things to me. He said, Mom, I see you crossing over. I see some great things happening for your women's ministry this year. Mom, you suffered some things before in ministry. You had a hardship sometime in ministry. He said the enemy tried to bring division, even in women's ministry. I mean, he was just speaking and prophesying to me concerning the ministry, concerning the women's ministry, because you know your children see what you go through, you know.
Absolutely.
And so he just began to minister to me. And as he got out the car, Nicole, I began to talk to God, and I was like, God, what means that? What does this mean? And he just said to me, from the pit to the palace. So many of the women have been in a place of just being, you know, dead and feeling like it's all over and just feeling like, you know, they just wanted to give up. And, you know, God, what do I do? Everything I try to do, it seemed like it just fall apart. And God said, you know what, I'm bringing the women from a place of being down low to a place of being up high. And that's why even last Sunday I said to the women, you got to get that stiletto spirit. I'm not talking about walking around in stilettos or walking around in six-inch heels. I'm talking about raise your expectations, raise your spirit up to the spirit of God, and know that you don't have to accept anything if it's not, you know, that you don't want to accept. God
That's
is a mine. Mighty God, and he has some great things for us. And so raise your expectation, raise your spirit, raise your head up, lift yourself up and walk in confidence, knowing that God is going to do everything that he promised you're going to do. Don't worry about the blows that you done took. Don't worry about people have said. Don't worry about it anymore. God got you, and God is getting ready to raise the women up and give them that stiletto spirit, and they're getting ready to walk high. And in the midst of that, Nicole, the heel, I talk about how the heel of a stiletto is like a dagger. They call it a dagger, and how that dagger is going to be what we need to pierce the head of the enemy. Every time he tries to raise his head, we're going to pierce his head with that stiletto heel, because God is taking the women in this season somewhere, and we're on our way to a high place.
Awesome.
So I'm just excited about the women crossing over, Nicole. And I don't say like that's a fad, or I'm not saying that because it's just a cliche or something to say. I want them to really grab hold to that and say, you know what, I'm crossing over. I'm leaving all this stuff that have tried to hold me captive. I'm leaving it over here, and I'm crossing over to the side that God desired me to be. And I'm first crossing over in my mind.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, yeah. Awesome. You even said, you know, when you were ministering, that if you had a three-inch heel last year, you're going to have to come up to a six-inch heel to defeat this devil that's coming after you now.
Yes. He knows you're on your way to your wealthy place. He knows Brave Again magazine is getting ready to just be worldwide. It's getting ready to touch the nations. And so why not try to throw the distractions?
Because
he can't stop it, but we can stop it.
Yeah, you're right. It's a decision. We make the choice to say yes or say no, or to stop or to go. So that's on Friday. That's Apostle Ezrion Jackson. That starts at 7 p.m. That's going to be at the church.
7:30. Yes, 7:30.
There's no registration fee, is that correct?
No registration fee. Free event. Just come out and just be blessed by the word, be blessed by the dance ministry. Got a guest ministry coming in. First Baptist of Washington Park dance ministry is going to be there. And I don't know if people have ever seen the minister before, but the girls, they are anointed. And they're going to be there to bless us in dance. And so we got giveaways that we're going to give to ladies just to encourage them. But mainly we got that word that's going to come forth that I believe is going to impact and change the women's life.
Amen. I love it, love it. That's Friday night. Saturday night is the Black Diamond Affair. Well, first of all, they can't get no tickets. It's sold out.
Yes,
just tease them a little bit.
Got all up in it. I've never had an event where we sold out. Never.
Yes.
Never.
Yes.
And God sold it out. We are expecting the guests to come, and I tell you, they're going to be in for a treat. We have a live jazz band. We have the fashion models who are ready. We have a guest comedian. Oh, we have delicious food, buffet dinner that has been prepared. We have over 25 vendors that's going to be on site. I tell you, we're just expecting a great time. Fellowship, fun, laughter. You can put your evening gown on and dress up and be in an environment where you can just
be
excited.
And when you do it big, Pastor Vicky. You do it with the spirit of excellence, the spirit of excellence. And that's Saturday. So Sunday, tell us what we are going to be expecting.
Well, Sunday, Nicole, I don't know what's going to happen. I know that God has called me to be the to close out the finale, but I tell you, you know how God does. God comes in and do what he wants to do. But on Sunday, we're closing out with the grand finale and have giveaways. We have our flat screen TV giveaway. We have some other giveaways. We got some special guests that's going to be in the house on Sunday as well. And we're just going to close out big. We're just going to close out big.
Amen, amen. I'm going to win that TV because I need that TV. Amen. Praise Jesus. God is so good. God is so good, Pastor Vicky. Any last words? That has been our time. We had a great time. You're a friend of the show.
Yes.
You come on the show frequently. You are my first lady, my woman of God. I bless you. I appreciate you for the gifts that you have and embody. Any last words for those women? Because Breathe Again is a moment of hope, inspiration, and solution.
Yes.
So we don't want people to feel like they're by themselves. We don't want people to feel stuck. I want you to minister for about a minute to those individuals right now that feel like they have low self-esteem. They may be leaders in the ministry, but they have low self-esteem and they don't know how to move past it. So I want you to minister to them. They may be going through something right now and on the verge of giving up.
Nicole, I have one word, one scripture for them, and that's in Jeremiah, I think it's 29:11. He said, I know the plans I have for you, and the plans that I have for you are good and not of evil.
Yeah.
I also go back to in the beginning of Jeremiah when he talked about how he knew you when he was forming you in the belly of your mother's womb.
Yeah.
And so I want to encourage these women today to understand and to know that God has not forsaken us. God knows everything that you're going through. He knows everything that you've been through. And God is right there with you. Even though you may feel like you're alone, God is right there. And even in the times, if you think back, even in the times of your worst times of feeling like you didn't know how you were going to make it, that was the time that God was carrying you. And I also want to encourage them to know that if God is allowing you to go through some of the things that you're going through, you need to know that there's a great assignment for you. And I encourage every woman to not give up, to hold on, to hold on. I was listening. I was blessed by you this morning by a clip that you put on Facebook this morning, and it was by Cindy Trim, and she was talking watch me. I'm getting ready to change right before your eyes. And that is what God is saying to the women of God. There are some folks that counted you out. There are some folks who meant evil against you, been bad against you, but God gave it to change you right before their eyes. God is going to raise you up to be a mighty warrior, a mighty voice. And so I'm just telling you, don't give up. Be not weary in well-doing, because you're going to reap if you faint not. So just hold fast to that word. Hold fast to what the promises of God. Hold fast and know that your end is getting ready to be better than your beginning, because you're getting ready to cross over to a greater side. So I just want to share with you and know that we love you. We love you. We love you.
Yay.
Get with some sisters of some faith. Get with some sisters of faith. You got it's strength and unity. And one, you can't do it by yourself. You got to yoke up with somebody. You got to connect with somebody so that you can have strength. And they can be able to push you when you feel like falling. They can pull you back up. So I just encourage you, don't try to go through it alone. Sign you, pray, and ask God to connect you with somebody who can help you through the midst of your storm.
Amen. I love it, love it, love it. All right, Pastor Vicki, you know, I love you. Thank you so much for stopping by.
I love you too, Nicole.
Amen. And that has been our time for today. You know, Pastor Vicki blessed me, so I know she blessed y'all. Y'all come on out on tomorrow night, 8001 Staple Mills Road. If you are in Hampton Roads or you are in the Richmond area, come on, drive on up here. Drive over to 8001 Staple Mills Road and be part of this conference. You will not be disappointed. And that starts tomorrow evening at 7:30 with Apostle Ezrion Jackson. Saturday is the Black Diamond Affair. That is sold out. But Sunday you can come on and you can close out the conference with Pastor Vicki again at the church, and that starts at 11 a.m. So I just want to say I love you all. Thank you so much for listening to my show. Thank you for supporting me and what I do. And I never, ever say goodbye. I always say until next time. So God bless you and have a super fabulous evening.